Holy crap. It's Thursday.
Again, welcome back. Already.
Y'all, Thursday Warriors.
What's up, everybody?
That was my slight tribute to Bo, who we haven't seen in a long time. So
I talked to him yesterday. He called and bought that Saga number 2 that we had. Or Saga number 1.
Summer 1. Yeah. Yeah, I know, because then he turned to me and went, hey, I need you to bring this book for me from the waterfront.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this a good time to tell you I may not be there tomorrow, next week? So, but anyway, I am John. And as always, with me is Tim.
What's up, guys?
And, you know, it's, you know, while everybody gets ready, like, we do have some normal stuff, but also, like, I'll talk, like, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about today. So firstly, this coming Saturday is we're going to start a sale at the waterfront. So only at the waterfront, because there's so many dollar boxes and we need to get rid of some of those dollar boxes because there's just so many dollar boxes. $125 plus tax for a long box. Fill it all the way up. Has to be front to back, nothing down the sides, lid on top, like it's actually a long box of back issues.
$125, you say.
And it gets better. Say you go nuts and you want to buy a lot. If you buy 3 full long boxes, it's $300 plus tax.
Okay. So first off, let's go back real quick, because when you're at, you know, when we had the basement sales, it was $250,
right,
for a long box. So holy shit.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah. That's crazy.
So $125 for a long box. If you, like, get three rate, long boxes, like,
I don't even know. 300 care if
plus
I get
tax.
Doubles.
Right? We're not gonna count. We might flip through to double check that nobody's hiding new wall books in there, because I know some of you bastards do that. Please don't do that. Don't make me call you a bastard.
We have tasers set up.
It's true. We can. I'll bring my drone. It'll just laser blast you from the ceiling. No one will know. I do have a drone, by the way.
But we won't actually laser blast you.
I might laser blast you, but I'm just saying. So the following Saturday is the Mills anniversary sale. At said anniversary sale, we'll also be having a Jim Rugg Hulk Monster number 1 grand design signing. If you need the book, talk to the Mills, pre-order it out there. They have a shit ton and a lot of the variants too. I'm pretty sure they got at least one of every single one. Cause I asked for everything but the Peach Momoka one. Cause I just don't like Peach Momoka that much. Sorry, everybody. I think she's a great artist. I'm just not into her stuff.
Yeah. It's not your style.
It's not my style, but I think she's great. Kind of like John Romita Jr., but whatever. We'll fight about it later. then after that, all the way to the beginning of May, first Saturday of May, Free Comic Book Day returns to May.
So excited.
And then a month after that, 3 first weekends of months in a row, Three Rivers Comic Con. Which, by the way, I can also tell you something cool that we announced today about it. We haven't announced this on the social medias yet, because we're going to do a cool thing with them. But I'm letting you guys all know we have partnered with the Pittsburgh Pirate Ship. So outside the convention center, right on the river, you'll be able to walk out and get on this boat and ride around for an hour. And it looks like a pirate ship, but you do have to pre-register for it. And at a time slot, while you're inside the con, they're going to be right inside the door. As soon as you come in, walk down the hall, boom, there it is. Bam. I think it's going to be like
the Pittsburgh Pirate Ship.
I think it's going to be like $20 for like an hour. And I know it fits at least 6 people on it.
Does it have, like, is it like part of like the Pirates organization or?
No. I mean, okay. They're coming too, but that's different. Hold on. Let me.
Okay.
Pull it up here. It's pretty badass.
I thought maybe at first you meant like the pirate ship from Kennywood, remember, but that thing
would be equally as badass. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Remember when it got stuck a few years ago?
Right. Hold on, I gotta find a good picture of it.
On the good ship, lollipop. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's probably the best one. Because it's like it in the water. I need to... Oh, crap. It was a thing on another thing. Hold on. Trying to find it.
I remember. Do you remember the... They had a good ship lollipop at Idlewild.
We did. I love the big... or the good ship lollipop.
Yeah. You just go over and they had a treasure chest with lollipops in it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a neighbor who let me come over his house all the time and get lollipops out of his house.
Oh, yeah?
I'm fine, though. I'm fine.
What's up? Wow. No, I'm sorry. You should probably not. I mean, you can talk about that if you want. Sorry, it's taking me so long to download this, guys. It is really legitimately just giving me issues. I don't know how well this is going to be because it's really small, but I'm going to try it. You ready? Boom. It's like a little barge. It's got cannons and a pirate flag. It's going to be ripping awesome. Ahoy ye mateys.
So if you're seasick, make sure you bring your ginger gum or your wristbands.
Right.
Who knows?
Or just not go on it. Whatever. I mean.
Yeah. Don't puke on our ship, guys.
It's still pretty badass though. But yeah, the actual Pittsburgh Pirates are coming to hang out that weekend. We're going to try to get the parrot. We're really trying to convince the parrot to come. I told him a guy who drew Iago will be there, so maybe he'll come and hang out with his fellow birds. I don't know. And I just want to give a shout out. We've been dropping these off to a lot of the stores in the Pittsburgh area. I just want to give a shout out to some of the stores I dropped off some flyers to that are supporting the show. Because we like to support other shops too. So just in the Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh Comics, Four Horsemen, Geekadrome, Pop Culture Comics, both of them, Duncan, Arkham, and Phantom Noblestown. That's all the places I've personally hit so far. I got two more to hit tomorrow.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun.
They're all good.
I'm really glad that everybody's, you know. And I found this at Dunkin' today, and I was like, nice. Hell yeah, I can't not buy this book. So it was pretty sweet. And for a good price. So thank you, the guys at Dunkin'. It was awesome. Arkham Gift Shop, did I mention them? They're on that list too. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done talking about con stuff now. So now we have to talk about comics because we haven't talked about comics in a long, long time.
We have not.
So, Four Horsemen is in Robinson, Dan. It's their new store. Their main store is in Morgantown. They're great guys. They're a good blend of gaming and comics. So make sure you check those guys out. But they're in the bottom floor at Robinson. All right. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Ooh,
I know it's been a while since we've done comics.
Well, we should. Why don't we end on the one that we wrote both read?
Okay.
So we'll do our two separate ones. I can go first if you want, sure. And then we'll end on the one that we both did. So photos. Let's see what I got. Oh man. Let's talk about this one first, because I was really excited for this.
Cool. While you do that, I'm actually going to pull up the covers for the books that I did, because I didn't do that at all.
Well, I have Punisher stuff, so... Okay. Naomi, Season 2. Super excited for this. It's been too long. I think it was... We were still in the mall when this series, the first one, ended. A lot has happened with this character. She has been in Bendis's Justice League arc that he did. So she has kind of moved up from just being this small town girl to like a galactic superhero, I guess you could say. So, you know, this is very worded, very much like a Bendis book would be. It's very wordy. Yeah. And it's very like street talk, young kids kind of thing. You're getting a good vibe as far as like the age group in this goes. And they do something cool at the beginning of it. They talk about everything that has happened, but she's in therapy and she's talking to her therapist about it. And it's a cool way to recap it because there's a lot of things where they're showing images of her talking to her therapist and she's saying these things, but not telling the full truth about stuff because she doesn't want to reveal too much about herself. And then they're cutting to these scenes of what actually happened. Jamal Campbell's artwork on this is just disgusting. I don't know if he colored it or not. Color.
Have you watched the show at all? I'm just asking.
I watched an episode of it, and I thought that they just kind of dropped the ball. But they didn't let Bendis have any involvement.
Okay.
So
I was curious. I didn't watch it, so
I watched the first episode. That was it. It wasn't good enough for me to want to come back, if that tells you how much I didn't like it, because I loved the first six issues of this comic series. So, but I mean, this artwork is great. She's in therapy. She's talking about like all her friends are saying that she fought Black Adam, and she's like, I didn't fight Black Adam. She's like, you know, Black Adam got in a fight with the guy that destroyed my home world. And he came to talk to me about it. And then Superman showed up. I just want to show you a couple cool shots that he drew, and the colors on these are just fantastic. It's a nightmare kind of scenario she's having about her home world. What essentially happens is this: once you get caught up to everything that's going on in this book, then you kind of meet up with Dee, who is her dad's buddy. They were in Galactic Wars and stuff together. And she goes over to talk to him because he missed dinner, and she finds his place wrecked, and she finds this pin. And her dad's been kind of crappy to her lately about her powers, and very like, you got to learn how to use your powers, and you need to learn how to use your powers now. And she can't figure out why he's acting this way. So she gets over there. She sees what's good. You know, the apartment is tossed. And then at the end of the book, her dad's there. He's like, what are you doing here? Like, you're breaking and entering, and he has a gun. So he knows something's going on, and that's kind of where it ends. So it's a very quick read. The artwork definitely carries the issue, because a lot of the issue is a recap. But overall, like, her first issue, it's only six issues. If you never read the first one, we have it in trade. I'd go pick it up. Artwork is just as good, and it's just a great series.
Sweet. I haven't read really much of anything after her first appearance, and I haven't watched the show yet, though I'm very curious too. I probably will catch up on it this summer when I have a little more time, and when I don't want to go outside because it's like a million degrees.
Yeah.
Or, you know, rain season is coming. So, like, very soon, actually.
Who knows what's in store in Western Pennsylvania.
Right. All right. My first book, Saga 57. Again, no dicks or boobs in this one. Whoa. You are missing your boat, sir. Like, it is. So find out Lion Cat
on the front, right?
That is Lion Cat on the front.
Okay.
And the Will.
The Will.
So you find out that Elena at some point gets her wings clipped and surgically removed so that she doesn't endanger her kid. Then it kind of just picks up where the other one left off, where you know, like the shitty band is playing for the kids. The kids love it. Elena goes on, agrees to go on a thing for the other guy. The Will shows up and talks to Prince, or to the King Robot, about his son, sort of, but he brings like the severed skull of Marco, and like they're like, oh, like you can't bring your lion cat in here, like you just can't do that at all. And he's like, well, how do you gonna know if I'm telling the truth? Like, we'll know. And he kind of didn't lie to them, but he did in the same right. But that was really it. Other than that, it kind of just chugged along. It wasn't super anything important. But you know, the art is still fantastic. The writing keeps moving. The weirder part is at the end in the letters, Brian K. Vaughan talks about at Christmas, he went to see Matrix Resurrections with a friend of his in San Francisco. It ended up getting Omicron's variant after being boosted. And they got him this cake that says, I'll be Homicron for Christmas. And I thought it was really funny. But yeah, that was pretty much it. Like, you know, we get a cool couple moments with the Will and King Robot, but that's pretty much it. Nothing super awesome for that one. So, what you got? What you got?
Let's see. Oh, I did. I went back and did Avengers Forever, number one, because we're up. We're three issues in now. I think the fourth issue came out this week, and because we've had all these awesome guests,
issue. I mean, what?
I am. We haven't had a chance to talk about this series. So this is Jason Aaron. We did a review of his Avengers issue where Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider, and Deathlok end up on this other world, and they're being hunted by police force for this world. I think it's like Earth 818. And the police force is like Punisher War Machines. And I guess they're old Deathlok units. But this starts out Ant-Man right here.
Deathlok unit.
I can't see that. I'm already a fourth issue.
I bought this new bass pedal today, and it's just been kicking my ass. And I'm just like in this total like punk rock mood right now. So I'm really sorry.
Okay, that's all right. I forgive you. So Ant-Man's getting chased by Venomance.
Nice.
Aaron Cooter's doing the artwork, which is or Cutter.
Symbiance.
Oh my gosh, how did they not use that? That's a great one. I'm gonna message Jason Aaron. He probably won't respond.
Whatever.
Tony Stark in this universe is actually Ant-Man.
What?
Yeah, and then in this universe, Odin never had Thor never grew up. He died at birth. So when Odin died, he died in something had killed him, and he left Mjolnir like just inches from his dead body. And then it cuts to this scene here with Ant-Man, and he's talking to Shellhead. You're like, oh, okay, is there somebody else that's Iron Man? And it's not. It's a robot that he made. That's named Shelly, and it's instead of, you know, like Anthony the ant.
Yeah.
This is his aunt, and it's a robot bug.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome. So he's getting chased by these ants, and as he's getting chased, he pulls out. He's like, "Oh, I have some of this." Awesome technology. He's like that time I took a dead celestial or a dying celestial's head and shrunk it down and put it on the end of a gun, and I called it the nowhere gun. And every time he opens it, when it screams, it shoots just a little bit of juice out and just warps and kills stuff. So he destroys the venom, the symbionts with it. And while that's happening, he's kind of being chased down by these Punisher War Machine drones. They're trying to find him. He's a wanted criminal in this universe. It wasn't clear if the symbionts were sent after him by the War Machine robots, but it kind of felt that way. So as he's running away, the Punisher War Machines catch up to Robbie Reyes and Deathlok, who are trying to take down this train that has souls that I guess are going to be burned and sacrificed for Mephisto or something, and it's called the Crema Train.
Wow.
So, yeah. So as you can see, the artwork on it is fantastic. The flames, just like all the detail. Aaron does a really great job drawing this. I'd love to see him on more things. After he stops the train, he comes into contact with, what is his name? The Black Skull. And we saw him in the Heroes Reborn. This was the Red Skull with like the Venom symbiote over top of him. And he kind of gets stopped and confronted by the Black Skull, who tells him to get out and kneel. And then after that, we're going to talk, because I don't know how you exist in this universe, because it shouldn't be possible. From there, it cuts back to Tony Stark, Ant-Man, coming to his Avengers compound, and you get to see a little bit of his team. You get to see Wonder Man back there, Vision. The bottom left is the new Moon Knight, and then up at the top right is the Thing. He had come back here after he escaped and brought back the Mjolnir that he found. And he had seen these cave paintings, which you can kind of see on the bottom left over there, and was trying to put together what they mean. But he thinks it's going to have to cross with this Robbie Reyes and Deathlok. So the story kind of seems like maybe it's all about the destruction of this world. But it also feels like there's going to be repercussions, or something's going to cross over, since this did all spin out of that Avengers story that did take place in the 616. And the last bit that was really cool on this was the epilogue, which had these badasses in it. And we all remember them from Jason Aaron's God of Thunder run. And this was Thor's daughters.
Yep.
The Goddesses of Thunder. So they're involved in this somehow. It makes sense. He wrote that as well. So, and they were definitely like throughout time. So, you know, we'll see how that crosses over, but it was a little like all over the place at first, but the artwork, is really good. The humor is there. Even though Tony Stark is Ant-Man, he still just feels like Iron Man, like kind of like Tony Stark-ish. But it was a really fun issue. So
that's awesome.
I'm excited to read the next three. It's only a 5-issue mini. So,
okay. As I say, I think that's in my pile somewhere. Or at least the number one is. Maybe I missed it. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about it after you read it. Cause it was pretty, there's a lot of cool stuff in there.
It sounds like it's something right up my alley too. So
yeah, it's similar to the fun stuff that he's been doing on Avengers, just like the zany over the top stuff.
Cool.
So
all right, well, we kind of have a problem because we have demons.
We have demons.
We have to call somebody about that.
Wait, who has demons?
We do.
Oh.
All right.
That's all I have.
So
I'm so tired.
such dicks. Anyway, so if you guys haven't checked this out, it is the brand new book from Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, with Jonathan Glapin doing inks, Dave McKeag doing colors, and Tom Neapolitani I can't say his last name. Sorry. Whatever. I can't read it. I spell's wrong. Anyway, so this is his new book. It is pretty freaking crazy. So it starts out where you meet this girl named Lamb, and she goes and tells a story about how her dad cut off her arm because a snake bit her finger, and before he could get her to the hospital, it got to the point where it was coming up the, you could see the poison in the hand, so he had to cut her hand off with an axe. So she grows up with her dad being a minister, and her dad basically told people to give evil the finger, because the middle finger is so long that it's God's finger, because it's higher above all rest. So you're just giving evil the finger, because it's God's finger. And later you find out that her and her dad, like, she kind of snuck in her dad's desk, found some like calendars and stuff that talked about where he went on these business trips, and she was very concerned about them. And she confronts him at some point, and he basically just like, I don't want to talk about this, we're not talking about it. So she then grows up, goes to college, still has a robot arm. And her stepmom calls her and tells her that her dad died. She goes home, finds out that her dad was actually a demon hunter, and that she should have the same kind of powers he did. And it goes completely apeshit from there. And I'm not going to talk about it much more, because there's just some really great scenes, just some fantastic fucking art, including the part where she gives evil the finger. And then there's he included like the outline of the original outline he did, like as a script. There were sketches in here of like concepts. And then it just talks about the next issue being on sale in April. So I really dug the hell out of this book. I'll probably at least read the first arc. So make sure you guys check that out. It is We Have Demons.
And it's a problem. Comicology original that's now printed, I think.
Yes. Dark Horse put it out, which was interesting to me. So, but, oh yeah. Is Ron going to spend $1,000 a Saturday? Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, I think so. I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's $10,000. Not $9,000, right? 9,000? 30 times 300? 9,000?
Oh, don't ask me to do math.
Yeah. I was rounding up with tax and stuff, but I'm pretty sure it'd be... Yeah. Come on, Ron. Let's do it. Come on, buddy. Let's do it. I'll see you Saturday. I'll help you find whatever you want. It'll be great. Or again, remember, that sale is only at the waterfront. Don't go into the mills or Cranberry. Cranberry will laugh at you because they only have like 8 boxes of dollar books anyway. Do not do that anywhere else. So, okay.
So let's talk about the next one. Is we both did. And it's another Jason Aaron book. Let me pull up some screens.
It is.
Wrong one.
That's your face. Okay. That's your name. Who's your name? I don't get it.
Let's see. So we'll try to. This book was surprising. Some of the stuff, I'm like, man, by the time you get to the end of this, you're like, in all of the years of the Punisher, how did nobody ever do this? Now, I haven't read every single Punisher book, so maybe some of it was, but I don't think that this is anything that has been used before. Jason Aaron, Jesus or Jesus Saez, who did a really good Doctor Strange run, opens up, and you just kind of get like a retelling of Frank Castle, Maria and the kids, you know, getting gunned down. And I pulled this screen specifically just because I wanted to point out that maybe they were trying to gun down just Maria and everybody else got in the way because she ain't trimmed her fingernails. What is going on right there? Can you see it in the lower right-hand corner? It's like, it's atrocious.
Gross.
It's atrocious. They did the world a favor. From there, you know, time jumps forward. We are introduced to the apostles. And
I love these dudes' helmets.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of like giving me, I don't know, I like the vibe. Just in the same way that I love the tracksuit mafia, I feel like this fits with the Punisher. And I really hope that they do a TV show and that these guys end up in there. But they're working for somebody who you don't know right now. And they're weapons dealers. And they're dealing weapons to all these bad guys, right? Hydra. I don't think they said Masters of Evil. Maybe they did.
No, they said Hatemonger.
Hatemonger, that's who it was. Yeah. Then they get a message. Somebody's at the gate. Somebody's at the gate, which I thought was really cool with the kind of the Spartan thing going on. And they're like, well, you know, it's just one guy. He can't do anything. And then the lights go out. And I thought this was a really cool touch on this because the blood spatters are brighter where they go by the lights. And I thought that was a really cool little just attention to detail.
The art in this book was freaking phenomenal.
Next level. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. So Punisher takes out everybody. This is where you get to see your first look of the Punisher with his new skull. And you're like, what the hell is this? Why does he have this skull? Why did he change it?
And where are his guns? Why is he using
ninja swords? Why is he using swords? Right. Like, you know, what's Marvel doing? They're, you know, is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy? Is he still kind of like, you know, on the edge? And then you find out he works for the Hand. And I'm just like, this is amazing. Like,
oh, no. He doesn't work for the Hand.
Well, he's
leading the Hand, bro.
He's leading them, but what did they call him?
Master Punisher.
Master something. He's like their master or like Slayer.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah, Master Slayer, which sounds like a really cool album title. You know, the Hand shows up and he's leading them. He wants them to just shut this whole place down. And then you kind of get a flashback to how this all happened when he's at his place. The Hand show up and they're just attacking him and he doesn't know why and he goes nuts. And this lady down here, who is a high priestess of the Hand, you find out that she's doing all this because there are prophecies that she has deciphered that say that Frank Castle is like this entity or something in their religion that could be like used for their destruction, this beast of some sort.
It was Master Slayer and Lord Punisher. So I was mixing Lord the two Punisher together.
Okay. So, you know, once this happens, she's like, hey, look, we got something. We can work a deal out. You are supposed to be here with us. And the Hand, it's always, as we have known in the past, they always have some kind of an end goal that they're never really going to tell you about. It's something to, you know, better their cause. And they don't care who they use. They've done it with Daredevil. They've done it with Elektra. Now they're doing it with Punisher. But he signs up. And do we want to show the last page to see what they offered him?
Show the second to last page. Where, like, you don't see the face or the name.
I don't have that screenshot.
Oh, well, you also don't have this page before the, like, multiple pages before this, where it's basically like, you know how now in Daredevil and all the now Disney Plus shows that were the Netflix shows, mm-hmm. the Defenders saga, how they always had like that homage where they're just beating face down a hallway of people and just keep on coming. They do this in this comic and it works.
Yeah. So, it works really good. The only other book that I thought of that's doing that is they do it in a couple scenes in several issues of Black Widow. And I forget the lady's name who's illustrating that one, but she does a fantastic job. If I would have showed that, I would have ended up showing every page of this book because that's how fantastic it is. Yeah. But they offer him something that he's never had before in his time as the Punisher. And I'm going to show you because this book's out already. So if you don't want to see what it was, then you have a couple seconds back out.
We'll let you know when to turn back. So
yeah. So, so we're going to turn away over to it now.
Look away.
Turn away now. Yep.
Divert your eyes.
Plug your ears.
Yep. That too.
Holy hell. I was just blown away. I'm like, how did nobody ever
take it off the screen so we can get people back? Okay. Come on.
Wait, real quick. Just want to point out, look at all the bullet holes in her face and her chest. That's so sick. I'm just like, wow. Okay.
All right, you can come back now. You can come back now.
Yeah, we're not going to talk anymore about that.
We're not going to say her name, so you can just go back.
Or his name, or someone, whoever's name. Not a her, him.
Her's name.
Yeah.
We'll say her name. It's her.
But yeah, man, this book was amazing.
I mean, it was very good.
It just shows you how good a writer is, a writer that Jason Aaron is, because this is totally a different tone from Avengers Forever or his Avengers run, you know? So this is I love Donnie Cates, but right now I think the master at Marvel is probably still Jason Aaron.
I agree.
So
I like his stuff a lot more than I like Donnie's stuff. I think it's more grounded, and I think it's more like, I think it flows with the rest of the universe a little better than Donnie's stuff. Although Donnie's stuff does do that too. So
I think he'll get there too. He's still a young writer. Jason Aaron's, you know, he's a seasoned guy. He's been doing this for a long time. So
just living in the woods down in Tennessee and writing comics.
That might be the best book that I've read in months.
Yeah.
It's that good. I really enjoyed that book. So
that's awesome.
If you didn't get a copy, I think we have a couple copies for anybody that didn't get a copy. So please stop down. We only have a couple, but we have them behind the counter if you didn't get one. And we'll know if you got one. Comic Hub will tell us if you got
Tim's one. Tim's not too proud to beg. Please come buy one. Please. He's going to be saying that when Hulk 6 comes out too. So
that wasn't the problem. The problem was having enough.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
We limited it to one copy, no matter what cover it was. Not one of every cover.
Yeah.
And the only reason we have some left is we have damage replacements that came in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Well, still good. Still good. All right. So, at this point in the evening, we're going to do something new. Hopefully, this works.
Yeah, please let us know in the comments when we get started if it's not working for you.
It worked for me.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's going to work for you. So make sure you comment immediately to make sure you can hear it. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch the new Miss Marvel trailer.
Yep.
And we're going to stop it and talk about some things. We're going to pause it and talk about little pieces. We're kind of going to dissect the whole thing. So we're going to take like a 3-minute trailer and try to stretch it out to 20 minutes long. So it shouldn't be hard. But if this, you know, if you guys don't want to hear any more about this and you just want to read more comics and stuff, by all means, we'll catch you next week. Support your local comic shop. But for those guys who want to talk about this and stick around with us, it's going to be fun. So,
but no real spoilers because it's just a trailer. So, I mean, you know, nothing beyond what the trailer shows. So
we're going to speculate just as hard as you guys will. So it'll be okay.
Let's go.
All right. Let's try this.
Really hoping this works. All right. Okay. Here we go.
All right, pause it for a second.
Right away.
I just love that is like cartooned and like it's drawn in a sketchbook versus like the legit normal one. I just think that's cool. All right.
And let me just point out too, this is, she's in high school. We've seen Peter Parker in high school, and she's in high school also. I don't think she's necessarily 17 or 18, but there's, you can see the difference in tone between the two of them.
Okay, so first off, I just want to say, I get it.
You get what?
High school.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Another adventure shirt. Cute.
She thinks I'm some kind of weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
Boys. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You're kind of on my shirt.
Sorry.
But you're staring out the window in your little fantasy land. Kamala. Hey. Already? Really? Come on. Like.
Do I have to figure out my whole future before lunch, or is there like...
So I just want to point out.
Can you back that up for like 3 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you thinking?
Too far. You're right the first, right there.
Okay.
Got so, my whole feature before lunch, or is there like...
Okay. The way the poster behind her, this is hanging there, was set. The white makes it look like it says Shang in there.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, Shang-Chi.
I love the music. Once the music kicks in, I had like an aha vibe listening to it.
Uh-huh.
Even though
it's not aha at all.
No, it's not. It just gave me that kind of vibe.
Isn't it The Weeknd? Is that who does that?
Is that who it is?
Pretty sure it's The Weeknd. Yeah.
Well, good job on them. so that whole intro I thought was cool because I'm watching that and I'm like, wait, are they going to do this like the whole show, like, you know, with these word bubbles and stuff? Because the last time we saw something similar to that was the Ang Lee Hulk, where they framed it and cut everything that way. But then he kind of like snaps and wakes her up. So it's like, okay, so she's going to have this. And if you've read the books, you know, her head's in the clouds as far as like the Avengers go and Captain Marvel. So I think we're going to see that off and on throughout the show.
Right. I did like how like
maybe they're right.
Good. I was going to say I did like how they showed like her Captain Marvel suit on like on a dummy, like her costume.
Let's go back here. So first,
there's right in here somewhere. I think it's right here, that scene there where they're, it's before,
is that right? That's it right there. Hold on.
Yeah. There it is.
Right there. Yeah. So.
Did Zach just text you?
Was
that was on the screen? Do you have him as Zach Attack in your phone? Because
yes,
really
I do.
Okay.
Did it have words or did it just say?
It did. It just said whoops.
Okay.
I'm assuming someone else told him that you were doing a podcast. Anyway.
Probably. So anyways, we'll go back here. We're back up to the... And then you see her kind of jump down.
She lands.
Yeah, obviously, that's pretty sweet.
Kamala. Yeah. Hey, already? Really? Come on.
I have to figure out my whole future before lunch, or is there like... Maybe they're right. I spend too much time in fantasy land.
That is not you.
It's not really the brown girls from Jersey City who save the world.
All right, so I feel like we have to go back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So we got to talk about...
Yes, Ron, things. You should probably see Captain Marvel. I don't know why you haven't. It's super good.
Oh, yeah, you need a Disney Plus login? Let me know. I'll give you mine. So I'm pretty sure, tell me what you think. I'm pretty sure these are the quantum bands. They look like the quantum bands. Me and Tim were talking about it. We kind of thought maybe the Nega bands, but these look more like the quantum bands, which had ties to Marvel Boy and Mar-Vell, I believe.
Right.
So that would tie her in and her story in more closely with Captain Marvel and Carol's story, which is great for her, but a little different for the, you know, how her character is in the comic books. She obviously doesn't get powers from these bands. She gets them because she's an Inhuman.
Right.
Marvel clearly wants to stay away from Inhuman stuff for the time being.
So I had this thought today because I knew we were going to talk about this at some point. I think they're going to call them one or the other, but I don't think they're going to be Kree in origin at all. I think they're going to be Eternal technology.
Okay.
And it's going to be maybe from like a Kree, like a Kree human Skrull Eternal War way back in the day. But I think they're going to be Eternal technology.
Yeah.
Because that kind of makes sense with where they've been going with the whole universe so far, in my opinion.
My thoughts when I saw this was, and we'll see the power sets and how it's changed, was that maybe, hey, let's introduce it this way. And maybe down the road, she gets hit with Terrigen Mist and becomes these bands bring out what's inside of her. But the Terrigen Mist, right. So when she has them off, they're, you know, the power's not there, but the Terrigen Mist would make it permanent. So that this would be a way to do like an origin, and build up to that actual power set, but probably not. I think we all know why they're steering clear, because they're going to have Reed Richards coming in. And you're not going to have two people that stretch, right?
Right.
I mean, that was the exact reason they said that they didn't do the rings for the Mandarin in Shang-Chi, right. Because it was too similar to the gauntlet. So.
Right. I do like the updates of how they did the rings, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think it worked really well. That was just their reasoning. And that's what makes me think that they changed their powers here. So.
Right.
That's a fantasy, too.
Did something happen to you?
No. Why? Did you hear something?
Come on out.
What does it feel like?
Cosmic.
So we want to go back and talk about like the powers a little bit.
I guess we can a little bit.
Get that. So you can see kind of like the. Well, you could if I didn't totally fast forward it. Sorry. There we go.
Yeah. So where it's like the Embiggen power, but it's. Like an energy, it's almost like a lantern energy.
Yeah, field. Like a Green Lantern, construct kind of thing. You'll see later in the trailer where she does like a giant fist, and I can't tell close enough if it's actually her fist that's doing it, or if it's the energy around her fist that's making it look like a fist and just doing it. But you know, she had Embiggen, she could grow. Now she's just using kind of these crystals. This crystallization power of
what does it feel like?
Cosmic. I always thought I wanted this kind of life.
Can you go back a couple seconds there? Did that bank on the, or did that building on the floor have a basically like a marble, like a Nova Corps symbol on the floor? That one?
Oh, that's kind of similar to it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if maybe we're going to see Skrulls in this, and that's
it wouldn't surprise me if we saw Skrulls, considering it's going to have some ties to Captain Marvel, and that's going to have ties to Secret Invasion,
right?
So it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Okay.
Wanted this kind of life, but I never imagined any of this.
Even know what
that part right there.
Yeah.
Do you even know what you are?
I'm a superhero.
It's definitely a comic book of some sort. You can really tell it there.
I love that because that's like an actual scene from the book.
Yeah.
But I really think they're kind of making it like Green Lantern power.
Yeah.
For sure. Because like that force field, like she would never be able to do that in the regular stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. I think it's, if nothing else, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But that's just me. So
this is the thing you were talking about. I pulled that up. I thought it was fantastic that they did that. I think the thing I always liked about her was, I got like an old school kind of like Spider-Man vibe, like from the old books, you know.
Well, the
kind of quirky, I thought the first, it's a little cheesy. Two
volumes, I definitely got that. Like, yeah. It felt like Spider-Man meets kind of what, like, it was like a good blend of classic Spider-Man with what they were doing with Captain Marvel at the time with Kelly Sue, like, where it was very almost fourth wall break, like almost She-Hulk vibe. Yep. Yeah. I really, it felt very Peter David. So I hope G. Willow Wilson takes that as a compliment, because that was meant to be one.
Yeah. Let us know how you like that, because, you know, in the future, like maybe me and John, like the hope is that we'll kind of get together, watch this beforehand and pick our spots, but we wanted to see and make sure that this, you know, that it would work and that the audio would come through. Cause it would be really fun to be able to start doing stuff like this and dissecting trailers. And even like when episodes come out, you know,
hey, it worked
right on Disney Plus, like just pulling up like parts of Moon Knight, you know, that comes out next week, and hey, check this part out from Moon Knight. Plus it's going to make all you guys watch it the day it comes out. So
Dan brought up a great question of why do the corner stores keep blowing up. I don't know, but if I were a real estate agent in New York, or if I wanted to be a corner store owner in New York, it would be like the worst, right?
Yeah.
Like it'd be either dirt cheap to like turn it into something else, or your insurance as a corner store has to be outrageous. So
yeah,
just no more corner
stores. That explains those high prices at the deli.
Oh my gosh, yes. Peter Parker used to complain about that all the time in those books.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all right, cool. Well then next week what we'll do is we'll do next week technically we could do the first episode of Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's like that'll be a super long episode though.
We'll have to test it, because I know when I try to take screenshots through the Disney app, like on Disney Plus, they come through as all black.
You're talking about if you try to stream it, we'll have to see if it works. We'll try that out.
Check it and see if it works.
So
that would be cool.
Or we could just go, all right, at this point, we're just gonna fast forward to this point and be like, check this out. Like, and just skip through it versus
something like that. Yeah.
Showing the whole thing, because we don't want to spoil the whole thing for everybody. Because you should probably just watch it next week. It'll be awesome. So,
but I wouldn't mind doing that. Would be pretty fun to just do a reaction where, even if it's something we record and put up later, a reaction to, like, you know, the whole video, like while we're watching it.
Yeah.
So, I heard that's all the rage right now. So,
right. I almost want to pull up the Boys animated thing and show you guys the first episode of that.
There you go. So,
you know what? I'm going to try that. Hold on a second. We got a few more minutes.
It's a special treat.
Maybe if I can get it to work.
Ron, yes, I'm going to make you watch Moon Knight right away. Absolutely. Plus, you need to, because a lot of it's inspired by Declan Shalvey, and I heard Ron was his number two fan right behind me. I didn't go to Ireland to see him, but Ron did.
You guys are terrible.
That's how good of a number one fan I am. He went all the way to see him and still didn't pass me up. So...
hold on. I gotta figure out what my password is.
Well, Ron, they don't post the videos till 3 a.m. I think, right, John, on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ron, I am the number one fan because I didn't have beers with him. Okay.
Wow. You guys are awful.
It's a contest now. I'm the number one fan because I introduced you to him.
Good Lord. I'm trying to log in, guys. I swear. Nope. Update password. Cool.
At the very least, this will be fun to do for new trailers and things that come out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Let's just watch. Oh, hold on. I gotta go back because it. No, wait. First episode. Go back to the beginning. All right, that's episode 8. No, go back. Hold on. I've not used this on my laptop ever. I only have ever used it like on my, obviously like on my TV.
The making you authenticated.
All right. Well, I just had to figure out what my password, what I changed my password to, and we'll begin. All right.
Yeah. So I did share
content
and then did screen. Yeah.
Can you hear it?
No. Christian Slater.
It is.
Slater is in here.
Yeah, he's doing the voiceover actually. I don't know why it's not letting me share the audio. I mean,
with the browser, maybe.
I mean, I can hear it.
You can hear it? Can anybody else hear it? Injection is amazing, by the way, Dan.
This is really a funny description of all these people, too, which sucks.
It's almost funny just to, like, do my own voice. So I'm going to have some peppers and some cream cheese. Oh, hey, what's up, titty face?
It's booby face, actually.
Here
you go.
Or eat food. Not that she needs
to doing it now.
She still gets hungry.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back so you can just meet all the weird plot kids.
But what happens when those parents discover their kids didn't get the big ticket powers like flight or laser eyes? They dump them here, a shit home for kids with shit powers. Exhibit A, Moslo. Probably pisses pants before he ever reaches the bathroom. Then there's Boombox. He's got a speaker for a face, but all he can play is Only Wanna Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish. That's Fang, with teeth that can cut through almost anything. And that's Kingdom. He can turn into any animal. But he transforms body and mind. At least he seems happy as fuck. That Mexican flag-colored liquid in the kiddie pool, that's Aqua Agua. But he can't turn into a tidal wave or anything cool. He just sits there. Because he's fucking water. That's big. He's just really big. His best friend is human tongue. He's 100% muscle with no bones. The Conte balls. He can melt anything with his testicles. Ranch dressing cum squirter. That one's self-explanatory. Then there's Ghost. Sure, she can walk through walls, but she can't touch anything or be touched. Or eat food. Not that she needs to, except she still gets hungry.
This is actually the second episode.
Go get in here.
All right. Let me go and go back to the first one.
Kevin the Smith first and booby episode. Face.
Yeah. Booby face was hilarious.
Yeah.
Why is this on? Why is this doing this?
Oh what a cast.
I know, right? Like this is super great cast.
Eugene,
Kevin
Eugene
Smith is
Merriman.
Booby face.
Yeah. Eugene Merriman is Gene in Bob's Burgers and has a really good stand-up special. Ben Schwartz is amazing. Kenan Thompson's in this.
Yeah, so this whole thing, this episode is about how, like, the kids want to kill, they want to kill their dad, their other parents, and they just kind of awkwardly go through life wanting to, or they just awkwardly kill the parents. You know, hold on, I'm just gonna fast forward to the end.
They're made with this. Compound V is a controversial new product made by.
So this is about where they're starting to confront their parents.
I can't. So Dad.
Also, this is the episode that the animation team from Rick and Morty did it. In you.
I was gonna say it has a Rick and Morty look to it.
Yeah.
Huh? Papers.
You sick freaks! Get away from me! You fucking bus! Come on! Come on!
Yeah. Just like this.
And because it's Mo slow, it's like really, really slow. I think I actually fast-forwarded through most of the other parents' deaths. Oh, no, no. This is where they start doing them, I think. Oh, no, this is the end, because there's Homelander. And he, like...
wipes them all out.
Hold on, I gotta go back though. So you have to see like them actually killing their parents. It's just real funny.
I wish you were never born.
Yeah, like I think this is about where they
shit,
start.
Shit! Someone
doing...
get him!
Wow, you guys really suck, huh?
Because that's Kingdom's dad.
Okay.
What? We want the files on our parents.
What? It's literally my only job not to do that. Forget
that's
it.
The
you
voice of Gene.
You're up, Papers.
That's right. My name is Papers. I wasn't introduced in the beginning, but because
that's
say,
Morty.
Maybe I'm not that important, but I can locate any papers anywhere, and I'm pretty good. Showtime.
His powers is that he can
find
papers.
In this place, though. There are a lot of them. I cannot. What is this? A note to buy? It's a. That's a grocery list. Okay. I'm noticing I might have a bit of.
Like
a
they're trying to find like the name of their
paper.
Actual parents.
Not as good as my character, Plastic Nita, who controls plastic.
Right.
Oh shit!
This was my favorite episode of the season, by the way.
It can't be.
I have enjoyed this more than I enjoyed any of the boys.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
Wait. We had to get rid of you. You were shitting all over the rug!
This might be the best one right here.
Is this the right house?
It's the right house. That's my mom.
She seems kind of nice.
Hey, Flashback, can you show us what this lady did to deserve this?
Aww.
Jesus, fuck!
Kill the bitch!
This is awesome. What? Ready?
Son, what are you doing here?
I'm...
What? You're doing... killing me. Oh, you're trying to strangle me. Okay, getting a little tighter. All right, there we go. Okay, yeah. Now you're strangling me. Oh,
Keenan Thompson.
Oi, how much longer do you reckon it's going to take?
It's not the time to die!
Why did I ask you?
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, that makes me want to check that out now.
It was really, really funny. And very, very good. So I recommend everybody check that out.
Mine came up and said stream unavailable. What is going on?
What? While you were trying to watch it?
Oh, no, it has. I don't know. Right at the end, it said maybe that was after you paused it or turned it off.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Because it was showing me the whole thing, and now it says stream unavailable.
It's all good. So good, though.
Yeah. Well,
that worked out. I'm glad. Out
some more. Yeah, we'll try and work out some more things like that. So,
If we can at least stream it and kind of point out some parts, that'll be good. I may even try to do it where I queue up, like I at least know what time number to look, timestamp to look for, like, and do it like that.
I wonder if this was our thing was. Our thing was stopped.
Oh no.
Yeah, I think our thing stopped.
Like the stream itself stopped?
Yeah, it says stream unavailable, stream suspended for policy violation.
Oh, shit, because I streamed onto something else.
We showed too much of it.
Probably. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if that came from the Moon Knight trailer or the other one. Maybe if we just do stills. We'll figure out a way to do it, guys.
Yeah. The YouTube one, I feel like, but that isn't bad because YouTube, anybody can watch it, but you don't need a subscription. But the stuff on the subscription services might be
right. That's true. Maybe. Okay. So my bad. Sorry, YouTube. We're just trying things. Right. So, okay. Well, stopped, but we're still recording audio, but all right. Well, I guess we'll see if iTunes and Spotify take us down too. Rock and roll. All right. Well, we'll see everybody later. And thanks for listening, I guess.
If you're still listening. All right.
Yes. All right. All right. Bye, guys.
Later, guys.